Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
What is good with you on this Monday morning with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio. Catch us on the ESPN app, watch us on ESPN2, and tell your smart speaker play ESPN Radio. Gentlemen, what's going on this Monday morning?
Was crack lacking and lacking.
I knew it, Freddie. I knew he was going to come with something just off the wall, out of pocket, crazy. Was crack lacking?
When he comes out like that, Harry, that means Key had a nice, relaxing time off weekend, and he's ready to get it going with the college football season. Got started over the weekend. We got full college football this weekend.
You call that college football we was watching?
Well, if it was a sanction, then it was college football that we. Well, how you handled it, how you digested it, that's
Freddie,
on you.
You got to ignore Key sometimes.
No,
Freddie.
I don't. No. I'm not ignoring him. No, because that's what he wants. He wants that kind of back and forth, and then you get upset and you get frustrated, and then you ignore him. Then you're playing right into his spider web. Nah. I'm not doing that.
No, ignoring the spider web. I'm just saying.
Key, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah. What?
You out there in, LA, you had a nice little weekend. Did you get some sun? You sunbathed this weekend out there? You know you got nice weather in LA.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just normal. It's normal. I could just walk from the car to the front of a restaurant and I'm a tan, so it's a normal. You're gonna get the rays automatically. That's just the reality of it. To be honest with you, Harry, I was just thinking.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know what it is. I don't know what you call it. I know it's got to be a word. We probably not smart enough to figure out the word. Maybe Freddie is, but you and I, Harry, we can't.
Well, hold
figure
on,
this
Key.
Word
you
out.
Put your damn self in that category.
You try to think about what you did this weekend, but I can't really think that I did anything, so it wasn't memorable.
So in other words, you have convenient amnesia. Oh. That's what you have.
So it's one that I just, it's like, well, what did I do? I didn't really do nothing. I just wasn't, I just chilled. I didn't go nowhere. I didn't do nothing extra.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes, I hung out.
Sometimes you just got to be, in other words. That's what you
do. And I just move on. Some people can remember everything.
Right.
I remember what I want to remember, and then the other stuff I just throw out.
Okay.
I was down in Miami, where it was entirely too hot for me in my life.
Or as we call that in August, Tuesday.
But see, your heat is, remember that heat in Miami and in the Carolinas and Atlanta, that heat is different. Mm-hmm.
It's humid.
This heat out here is cool. Like if it's the sun is beaming, I could go slide to the
right
and get under some shade.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It'd be cool with no problem at all whatsoever.
Yeah.
You can't do that in Miami and Atlanta. You go find some shade, you still going to be soaking wet.
Still feel like a heater blowing on you.
So gross.
It's hotter than bad breath down in Miami, huh?
But I got a chance to – I watched the MTV Awards last night. That was pretty cool.
By the way, speaking of that, did you see the two dudes that came out there that had the hologram women twerking on the VMAs last night?
What?
Harry, just Google this.
It was Bad Bunny and Company.
Right, Bad Bunny. And they had two holograms of women twerking.
Well,
and then they had other dancers that were twerking as well.
I ain't going to say nothing about Bad Bunny. I ain't going to say nothing bad about him.
No,
Have you ever been to a Bad Bunny concert? He had them Bad Bunnies out there.
My daughter went to a Bad Bunny concert down in Atlanta about 3 weeks ago. She loves Bad Bunny. Brianna, she thinks he's fantastic. But last night, that took the cake, having twerking holograms.
That was, I didn't really... But then I had to realize it is MTV, BT. Mm-hmm. It was kind of, I was like, oh, okay. But it wasn't mainstream like television.
Right.
It wasn't normal network TV. So I was like, at first I was like, ooh, they going to get some heat for that. But then I was like, they ain't going to say nothing.
No, not in the 21st century TV. They let
it was,
a lot
it was
of
cool,
stuff go.
Though. It was. They had it.
It was. But when my wife Denise and I saw that, we were like, wow, okay. This is really a video music awards on MTV.
Honey, what you think about that, Freddie? Oh, honey, that's terrible.
No, I wasn't saying that. I don't think I said anything for the first 3 minutes.
But it was a real good treat over the weekend.
It was. By the way, you can be a part of the Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation. Do that in the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Harry, you mentioned you were down in Florida this weekend. A lot of conversation about one quarterback in Florida. Nope, not that T, not Tom Brady in Tampa, but the other T, as a Tua Tagovailoa with the Miami Dolphins. Even Tyreek Hill over the weekend was defending his quarterback to the hilt again, saying, this is my guy, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Key, you can start, Harry, you can play off of that. A lot of people look at this quarterback wide receiver pairing, and Key, what exactly do you believe is going to be the end game? Even though I know you like to take it 1 week at a time, what is your gut tell you about this pairing together down in Miami with Tua Tagovailoa and Tyreek Hill no longer part of the Kansas City Chiefs?
You know, it's going to be interesting. I don't know that it'll be Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes-like. I know that the deep post route that he ran the beginning of the game and basically beat his own coverage to some degree, or man-to-man better yet. And you look at that and you say to yourself, okay, if he puts it in front of him, he goes to the house. Well, yeah, that's very true. But it's also the preseason, so I don't really get too hyped on one or two plays that's designed, perfect plays that are designed for Tyreek Hill to be able to exploit the defense. So, you know, I don't really know, because Jalen right. Waddle's got to get his touches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cedric Wilson's got to get his touches. The tight end's got to get his touches. And they're not going to just put an emphasis on throwing Tyreek Hill the vertical football. They've got to get him the ball in many different ways. So now you're taking the ball out of other people's hands. So I just don't know. I'm not sold on Tua, and I know the Miami Dolphins aren't sold on Tua, even though they want us to believe that.
Really? What makes you say that? Why they aren't?
Well, they done tried to get three different quarterbacks in three different years. So go figure, right? I mean,
I just wanted to hear
hello?
You say it. I just wanted to hear you say it. I knew you would. I just wanted to hear you say it.
Every time somebody trying to get somebody else to replace you, what does that say? I mean, think about it, Freddie. If every single time I look up,
they want somebody else.
In Jimmy and Dave and in Norby and Amanda and Justin, them is telling me, you know, Kiwi, you're fine. Don't even worry about it. Just. Meanwhile, they trying to get Michael Strahan to come do the radio.
Wow.
Like, what is that? I mean, they trying to replace me.
When did this become Dirty Laundry Monday?
I'm just saying. Every time you look up, they're like, we were never, ever, ever talking to Randy Moss. Really? Okay. The next year come around, we never were talking to Chad Johnson. No, not at all. Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Bitter, party of one, your table's ready. Star Keyshawn Johnson.
Man, let me go ahead and play off Key on the Tua situation.
Before we really become crazy. Over Winfrey Radio.
Now, I'll say one of the things I thought was really cool about seeing Tua this weekend, especially him and Tyreek Hill hitting on the plays that they did, is that number one, even though that play is designed, you don't 100% know it's going to work unless you believe in one another. And that's Tua believing in Tyreek Hill. You know what? He's going to run past the safety. He's going to beat double coverage. And all the things that Tyreek Hill has done this offseason in pumping his quarterback up,
right?
I think you see in those moments of him making those plays to Tyreek Hill. Because let's be honest, he let that football go when Tyreek Hill was still even with that safety. And then you had a deep over route coming from the opposite side that Tua could have just threw it to the sideline and let the deep over got it. But he believed so much in a guy like Tyreek Hill that he threw it out there and let him go run underneath the football. And when I'm looking at this tandem this season, they can be special. I don't think it's going to be Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill-like. But I do believe having a guy that can take the top off the defense that you trust 100%, no matter what the coverage is, that he's going to make you right, I think that's very beneficial. You seen the second play coming over on the over route. Tua, they got him on a bootleg, rolled to his left, hit Tyreek Hill in stride. Later in the second drive, he hit Mike Gesicki down the middle of the football field. But then you have a player in this run game. I think this run game is going
to
be very, very efficient.
It's going to have
you see
to
a guy like Raheem Mostert. He gets what we call 35 scissors, right? You start 35 to the left, and then you wind it back to the backside. You see the speed and the explosiveness from Raheem Mostert outrunning DBs to the sideline for an explosive play. So I think the run game is going to be the Dolphins' offense best friend. But when you have a guy that runs a 4-3, and I don't care what anybody says, Tyreek Hill is the most feared wide receiver in the NFL because of his speed. When you have a guy like Hill and Jalen Waddle, two guys like that, where you better get out your damn back pedal, because that's what I want to tell that safety, for the Eagles, why are you still in your back pedal? If you know Tyreek Hill's coming at you, you better abort the back pedal and start to turn them hips instantly when you see him coming at you. Otherwise, you're going to see plays like this all year. And we got to be honest now, it's not the first time we've seen this from Tyreek Hill. We've seen it in man coverage. We just seen it this week. He damn near ran, what's the corner, Darius Slay out his hamstring during practice. So we see this on a consistent basis from Tyreek Hill, whether it's double coverage, triple coverage, single coverage. He has the ability, if you have the right defense, to make the defense not right, as we've seen on the first play of the game. And I thought it was very unique that Mike McDaniel, the head coach, you know what? Let's go out here and show everybody what we really going to be made of on the first play. Okay. Take your chance, Tua, and Tua took his chance.
We'll see if Tua can consistently do that, because you got those weapons out there. If he can't consistently get them the ball in that second and third level, then that Tua must go chant is going to get louder and louder down in Miami, because they really don't want him there anyway, like everybody really knows with Tua Tagovailoa. Tua and Tyreek can be the perfect duo down in Miami, and Perfect Duo is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Thanks for joining us in Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. With Harry Douglas and Keyshawn Johnson, I am Freddie Coleman. Keep weighing in on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-729-3776. And boy, Keyshawn really feels sorry for Panthers quarterback Sam Darnold, but not for Patriots quarterback Mac Jones. That's next on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
In Chicago, y'all with
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
What's up, fellas? Max, you my guy. But right now, I'm trying to figure out what planet you on right now with that comment.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, Keyshawn Johnson and Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman, and Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Don't forget to hit us up on your smart speaker. Just say play ESPN Radio. And we had a conversation before the show got started about dudes talking to dudes, Key, after the game and what they're saying, because plenty of people always wonder. I know I'm one of them, what guys talk about. And boy, did you open up that door to exactly what's not talked about or what is talked about after games are over in the NFL.
Lies, a bunch of lies. Harry, no. It be dudes.
Facts.
Dudes come up to you. You don't even rock with you. Ain't never worked out with you. You don't even really know.
Right.
You walk up to you. You know, your small conversation. You might be having a conversation with an ex-teammate from college real quick. Like, oh, yeah, you know. All right, man, I'll see you later. I'll talk. Then you get another guy come up to you talking. Oh, Key, man, we gonna let's link up in the offseason. I'm gonna give you a call. I'm gonna hit you up. It's like, yeah, no, you're not gonna hit me up because you ain't even got my damn number.
I don't even got your number.
You know.
Hey, good game, fam. Hey, you balled out, man. Hey, I'm going to hit you up, man. When I come to your city, we going to kick it. Bro, I don't even know you like
no,
that.
No, we not going to kick it because I don't do what you do. So stop lying.
So you know what he does?
Know you
don't
like
be
that.
Bothered? That's what it is. So you know what he does? You've heard through the grapevine. You said, nah, I'm good.
Well, you, doing that? You just know. Like, we know what everybody do. Uh-huh. I know what every – and, you know, I think about it. It's 53 on each team on a 53-man roster.
Right.
And I probably know – On each team, I probably have some sort of a relationship with at least 10 people on each team in the league.
Right.
Some sort of relationship from something, whether it was we played against each other in college, we played against each other in high school, we played against each other enough in the league, we've been to Pro Bowls together, we hung out possibly at Super Bowl after parties and all, whatever the case may be. So you're going to get all the information. You're going to get all the dirt on that particular team, believe it or not.
You know what's crazy? I never really hung out with people like that from other teams. I only really hung out with me, Rod, and who, and guys in our receiver group, to be honest.
Yeah, of course. But when you when you been in the league, you don't necessarily hang out. We may see each other out.
Yeah,
we may
passing,
run
pass.
Into certain circles, paths. Yep. Your table may be next to my table. Mm-hmm. So I know you through passing. You know what I'm saying? But as far as you calling me up and talking about you coming to hang out in the offseason, no, you're not coming to hang out with me.
No, that's sir.
Not, we're not doing that. You know, asking for my jersey and my cleats and stuff like, nah, man.
You heard the song, Get Back. You don't know me like that.
Are you pulling Ludacris out of your bag
this
morning?
Yeah, you don't know me like that.
Roll out. Roll out.
Yeah.
Key's not rolling out with anybody, especially having that kind of intel. Well, now you know what they talk about or don't talk about after game.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Apparently, Alan Yates on the ones and twos here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is feeling some sort of way.
Duke helmet.
I had to get something off my chest.
Apparently. I mean, Keith got dirty laundry off his chest involving the management here at ESPN Radio on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
It's a direct
message. No. I was just giving an example. That's
I know.
About somebody.
Yeah. You
know,
always give it to us like that. I had to give it to you like that.
Freddie, it's just a little bit of an example. That's all, man.
I know.
You know how you get lied to a lot in sports? In general, they sit up and lie to you, look at you right in your face.
In this business, they do that too. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, they telling you the coach want to see you bring your playbook.
Yep.
Oh, we know that. Oh, no, the Grim Reaper come get you.
Yeah.
I never had the Grim Reaper.
Never had to worry about that?
Me either. I had him on a phone call, though.
Oh, you did?
When Atlanta released me, I had the Grim Reaper on the phone. But I'd rather have it on the phone call versus being in that locker room and him coming to my locker in front of everybody to get me.
True,
The slow walk?
Yeah.
That's the worst right there.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of slow walks here in the next couple of days.
That's like getting served divorce papers at work.
I got that call from Dan Quinn. Hey, I love the way you play. You love the way to play, but we're going to have to let you go, you know. The receivers are making too much money in that room.
Yep.
We're just going to move forward without you. Yeah. Okay,
You're a great addition and asset to what we are trying to accomplish around here. Unfortunately for us, we look at the numbers and we've got some tough decisions to make. Look, Coach loves you. He loves you. He thinks you're going to be great in this league. But right now, we're going to have to let you go. And if anything changes, we'll certainly give you a call and wish you good luck. And hopefully you don't beat us.
it's like being served divorce papers at work. That's what that is. Seriously.
Nah, but wait, though. I don't mean to get off hook.
I know where this about to go.
No, I was thinking about cut down day.
Uh-huh.
Man, and in the dorms, when they get them at Freddie, they get them at 5 a.m. in the morning sometimes. Ooh. And all you hear is like when you're in the dorm rooms, the hallways at training camp, and you hear it, you know it's coming.
Right.
For somebody.
Yeah.
And you can hear.
Oh, that's no good.
At 5 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, man.
And you like, damn, they didn't cut my man.
They got my boy.
They got my boy, Harry.
What?
He was a good man. He was a good man.
He was having a good camp. I didn't think that would happen.
You feel bad.
I thought he did enough.
I feel bad for guys.
So do I.
Because they work so hard.
Yes.
And they, you know, it's a dream come true.
Yeah.
And, man, I can go on and on about stories on cut down date, cut down after cut down day, when the dudes don't like the situation of being cut,
right,
and they come back to the facility.
Oh boy!
Here's the worst one right here.
When you think you've made that 53, and right before the game they come to you. You know what? We're gonna go ahead and put you on practice squad. We're gonna bring somebody else in. That's the worst. That's maybe one of the worst ones too. Because you done already told your family and everything. You done made the 53.
Mm-hmm.
But then next day they done came to you last minute and said, you know what? We're gonna put you on practice squad. We got to go a different direction. I think that may be worse than all of them.
A different direction.
Yeah, that means that they're going forward and you're not going anywhere. That's what they mean by a different direction. Yes, I'm speaking to somebody who's been fired from a couple of jobs in his career in radio. Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman, and Keyshawn J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Yeah, I'm not bitter. On ESPN Radio, also catches on the ESPN app and watches on ESPN2. So, Key, you feel sorry for Sam Darnold of the Carolina Panthers, but you don't feel sorry so much for Mac Jones going into his second year when it comes to the Patriots.
I feel sorry for Sam because Sam can't catch a break. He's often injured. You know, he loses his job. He loses a battle to Baker Mayfield in the middle of the summer in training camp. They announce he's a starter. He goes back out there as the second guy. Then all of a sudden now he has an ankle injury from being rolled up on. Then when you look at Mac Jones – this training or this preseason to me looked like bad macaroni and cheese with breadcrumbs on top. I mean, it just for whatever reason, and I don't know if it's Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, or it's just the offensive line, or it's the play calling, or whatever the case, or he's not seeing it clean, but he looks like a guy that belonged in the fourth round, opposed to the guy that we saw last year help his team at times get into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
When he was helping his team make some crucial plays here and there, he looked like a totally different dude this preseason. I don't know what it is, but he doesn't – like I said, he looked like a bad pan of macaroni and cheese.
But, Key, I think it's everything that you just said. I think it's the quarterback, Mac Jones, missing throws at times. Mac Jones not looking comfortable, but then when he does make a throw, receiver's not catching the football. And we just seen those clips right there, the offensive line – not picking up free runner slot blitzing, blitzes the tackle. He's going in, not even looking outward. But then you see they're in the red zone, giving up sacks, the right tackle getting beat, the center getting bull rushed. So Mac Jones got to slide to the right, don't see the defender, so it ends up being an interception. All these things, man, are adding up to make this offense not look good. And if you wasn't worried about the New England Patriots offense, you better be worried right now.
Here's something that I thought about when you guys mentioned that, because Bill Belichick was so used to out-scheming people and having Tom Brady cover up a lot of sins when it comes to the Patriots. And he's expecting, or maybe not expecting, but maybe anticipating, Key and Harry, that Mac Jones can do the same thing. But in modern 21st century NFL football, you better have dudes if you believe you have a dude at quarterback that the Patriots have told us that they believe that guy when it comes to Mac Jones.
Yeah,
well, here's the thing. Who is the guy, though, Key? If this team got to go make a play offensively, who are you pointing out saying that, you know what, we finna force feed this guy, we finna give him the rock so he can go make a play? Who is that guy, Keith, for the Patriots?
You know, I think they have a number of guys because they've always had a number of guys in everything that they've done. Outside the 2.5 years that they had Randy Moss, they've always had a safety valve, so to speak, for the quarterback. I think what has to happen here is they have to figure out how to coach the quarterback.
Okay.
Because the quarterback has a certain voice in his ear that makes him feel comfortable in certain situations. And that voice in his ear was Josh McDaniels in the past. Mm-hmm. Josh McDaniels coached the quarterbacks. He worked with the quarterback. So he can speak quarterback language. He can tell a guy certain things, what he's missing, what he should be looking for. I don't necessarily know that Joe Judge, who's coaching the quarterbacks right now, can get into Mac Jones' ear, calm things down, bring things, restore order, bring things back to where it needs to be. Bill Belichick certainly can do that, but he's coaching everybody.
Right.
Right? So this is a time where you need veteran guys like Brian Hoyer to be able to coach the young kid up to lend some of that veteran leadership along with the coaching staff to get him to understand certain things. Harry pointed out very astutely the bull rush. The guy was sitting in his lap, essentially. Now Mac Jones needs to slide to his right, understand there's a sense of calm, don't panic, step up in the pocket, scan the field, know where you go from 1 to 3, where your outlet is, not force the ball down the middle of the field late with a linebacker sliding over. Whether he's seen a linebacker or not,
right?
You don't
can't
make
throw
that
it.
Particular throw.
Yep, I agree with you.
Yeah, either way, a lot of people
see,
worried about
that. See, I did
that.
I sound like a quarterback coach.
You really did.
So good,
you
Harry.
Had the lingo. You had the cadence, man. Look at you doing your thing here on Keyshawn J. Will and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio. Don't forget to look up for us on the ESPN app and watch us on ESPN2. This word when it comes to Justin Fields' second season in Chicago, and that word when it comes to Tom Brady, who used to play in New England, now down in Tampa Bay.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
It is Keyshawn, J. Will and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman, presented by Progressive Insurance. Catch us on ESPN Radio. Check us out on ESPN2 and on your smart speakers. Just say play ESPN Radio. It is time for the Key Observations brought to you by Geico. Switch to Geico today and see all the ways you could save. Key, the floor is yours.
Yeah, you know, this is interesting because it's really about basically what I've seen in my observations in the preseason. I got a little nugget in there. College football started this past weekend. And at number five. The Nebraska Cornhuskers. They should just simply sell their program.
Oh boy.
Sell the football program, man. Give it to somebody else to run. And I'm just being honest with you. I know Nebraska fans that are listening and on Nebraska stations probably don't like what I'm about to say.
Oh, they do.
But Scott Frost, come on, man. Y'all sitting around playing around with Scott Frost when you had Bo Pelini winning games, you had Mike Riley turning the program around. Y'all keep messing around with Scott Frost. I understand he's the favorite son. I get all of that. But come on now. Stop. Stop. Ooh. The program is just – I can't even watch their football. And I was rooting for them, too. I really wanted them to win the game. And they messed around and tricked it off.
Number four,
the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay Buccaneers got me concerned because of their offensive line. I wasn't concerned about the offensive line for some weird reason a week ago. But then all of a sudden – as days went by, I started to get a little more concerned because they started losing players. Now I'm saying Tom Brady can't make up the difference on the offensive line. He certainly could get rid of the ball quick. He certainly could do a lot of things. But I think this football team is in trouble, and they may miss the playoffs.
Number three,
we just talked about him a minute ago, and Mac Jones, quarterback of the New England Patriots. What is Mac Jones? Is Mac Jones the guy that they selected in the first round who helped lead his team to the playoffs and somehow got himself into a Pro Bowl? Or is this a guy that we're going to look at and be like, yeah, they probably wind up drafting a quarterback in 2 years? Because clearly what we saw against the Raiders was something nowhere near what they saw a year ago. And I don't know if it was because the offensive line has played poor. I don't know if it's because the receivers didn't do what they're supposed to do or the coaches wasn't coaching them up. But what I do know is that he did not look good at all in the preseason.
Number two.
Number two, guess who's going to the Super Bowl? That's right. You heard it here first. The New Orleans Saints. Jameis Winston and company will be in Arizona at the Super Bowl and not just attending but actually playing in it. Because guess why? Michael Thomas is back at full strength. Okay. And so is his quarterback in Jameis Winston. And the rest of those New Orleans Saints. Hey, who that? That's all I can tell you.
Number one.
And sitting at number one is Justin Fields, quarterback of the Chicago Bears. Justin Fields put on a display against the Cleveland Browns in the preseason. And I know it was only the preseason, but that ain't what I'm looking for. I'm looking for delivering of the football. Understanding what the defense is doing to you, taking advantage of the defense. He looked like an NFL quarterback. I don't know what it was, but for some reason, the light switch in this particular game turned on, and I don't think it'll ever go off.
Harry, what you think about Key's observations?
I'll start with the Saints one. I think the Saints are going to be a lot better than a lot of people think. Watching Jameis Winston and the snaps that he was out there, I thought he looked good in the pocket. Now, he wasn't out there for many, but I actually thought he looked really, really good. We actually seen them run the same play that the Miami Dolphins ran, the same play of the first play of the game, where you had a deep post and an over. Chris Olave understanding where to go in zones and sat right down, and Jameis did a great job of hitting them. And then he had another play to Jarvis Landry on a deep out route, but held him up a little bit so he didn't go out there to coverage and take a big hit. I just love what I see. Then he hit Alvin Kamara coming out of the backfield. I just think with the weapons that Jameis has this season, he has an opportunity to throw for over 4,000 yards, and I think well over it, and a numerous of touchdowns. We've seen what he was last year before he got hurt and how he led this team and how the New Orleans Saints basically were decimated at that quarterback position when he was not playing. And I think last year that was the only really void was the quarterback position. Do I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl and make it? I can't sit up here and say that. Y'all want me to get
well,
killed.
Well, I'm
going to
say it.
I know, Key. And you mentioned your nephew. You tell your nephew he better get that damn hamstring right. Get that hamstring right.
But his hamstring is fine. Don't listen to reports.
Don't jump on me, Key. I'm just a messenger.
I'm not going to jump on you. I'm just saying his hamstring is fine.
I like your nephew. I like him.
Oh, yeah. No, he's all right. He's straight. You know how it is. You get a little sore because you working yourself and you hadn't worked yourself in a minute, so you get back into real game shape. So you get a little tired, and so you rest them up a little bit, and then they say, "Well, what's wrong?" He said, "I had a little hamstring," and then the media runs with it and make it seem as though he's missing the first 10 games of the year because he's got a little stiffness and a little sore that he got to get rubbed out. It's all right. We all good, man.
And I know a lot of people are picking Tampa to take over things in the NFC. Some people are in the NFC South. But you got to remember, Tampa has lost four of the last five games to the New Orleans Saints. And they have their number. In those four games, regular season games, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have given up 13 sacks. Mm-hmm. And the New Orleans Saints have found a way to get to Tom Brady and fluster him and frustrate him. Plus, you have secondary guys that can match up with the skill position players. Marshawn Lattimore, a lot of the times, have been matched up with Mike Evans and gotten the best of that matchup. So I think when you look at those two teams, I give, honestly, the Saints a little bit of edge. Even though they lost Sean Payton and Dennis Allen is their head coach, but when you have a guy like Pete Carmichael who has been in that system, been with this team, it's not like they're losing everybody. These guys that are in positions now, they have been with that team for numerous of years. So it's not like they're just going to be decimated and depleted because Sean Payton's no longer there. People didn't forget how to play football. The coaches didn't forget how to coach. It's going to be a little different. But Jameis Winston being healthy and being able to deliver the football down the field with the weapons that he has, I think it'd be a scary thing if they're hitting on all cylinders.
Yeah, and look, if people bring up Sean Payton being gone, that is a key. There's no question about it. Yeah.
Can't minimize
but
that.
What I would say, and you probably don't know this, Harry, because you probably were in high school at the time and really not paying attention to all of the NFL head coaches and whatnot and teams and things of that nature. But Dennis Allen was a decent defensive coordinator before he became a head coach with the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
You wasn't going to win with the Raiders and Al Davis and what they was putting together. Nobody was going to win in Oakland with that at that particular time in that stretch when he was the head coach. He didn't have this roster. He didn't have these players. So when you look at it, his second bite at the apple is a different set than it was when he was an Oakland Raiders coach. Totally different. Totally different. That's why I believe, yeah, losing Sean Payton certainly going to hurt, but this team is so loaded.
Exactly.
That yeah. you got to be a dang on fool to mess it up.
Well, now, I tell you, Key, a big miss, though, Trevor Penning. And let me tell you why I like Trevor Penning, offensive line-wise. That's who they drafted to replace Teron Armstead. When I did my draft evaluations, he was the nastiest, literally the nastiest offensive lineman in the draft. I mean, you better – if you was a defensive player, your head better have been on the swivel because he was going to try to knock you out any and every time. Now, he need to get a little bit better pass blocking, but in the run game, and that will come with the guys that he's going against every day. But losing him to a foot injury – I think it's going to be huge for him, but I think New Orleans will still figure it out some kind of
yeah,
way.
Yeah, and I think so, Freddie. When you talk about quarterbacks trying to figure it out, and you look at Jameis Winston, and right. you look at some of the quarterbacks in the NFC,
sure.
and I mentioned, I talked about Justin Fields. Justin Fields is a young quarterback who is up and coming, okay? Doesn't have a whole lot around him. There's no question about it. But the one thing that gives me hope and promise with him is he did everything the right way. He went to all his right reads. He yep. didn't look like he was out there guessing and struggling. Mm-hmm. It looked like he became a professional quarterback. And I know it's only the preseason.
Sure.
And you're not getting everything thrown at you, but you don't need to. When you gain that confidence the way this young man has displayed this preseason for me, I wouldn't be shocked if his ability would lead them to fight it out mm-hmm. for a much better season than what people think just because of him. You know, it's almost like a Lamar Jackson yep. effect to a degree where the players around him all of a sudden just get better.
In 2 minutes, we'll talk about Justin Fields, his second season in Chicago, and how that word regret may affect another football team that did not draft him. We'll do that here in 2 minutes here in Keyshawn, J. Will and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Freddie Coleman, Harry Douglas on ESPN Radio, as well catches on ESPN2. Weighing on Keyshawn's list, among that, Tampa Bay missing the playoffs, New Orleans going to the Super Bowl. You can do that at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Marlon in New York, what do you have to say about a part of Keyshawn's list?
Yes, I like to say that Tom Brady, offensive line, looked pretty good Saturday. I don't know what game Keyshawn was watching. And Tampa Bay will win the NFC South and come out the NFC. And I think the 49ers made a mistake when they got rid of Garoppolo, called Trey Lance, looked like garbage to me.
He hasn't looked like garbage. I wouldn't go that far with Trey Lance looking like garbage. But, of course, there should be some concern giving him the keys to the kingdom. But I think garbage is an ugly word already,
Freddie,
using that with
Freddie,
Trey Lance.
We got to cut how he said Garoppolo's last day. It made me laugh so hard.
It's going to come back.
But they haven't got rid of Jimmy G yet. Like, for the record, they haven't got rid of Jimmy G yet.
Yeah, still on the roster.
And I'll be honest with you, I'm a firm believer of when you have two quarterbacks, I think that's a damn good problem to have. I don't see why everybody, you know, Trey Lance is going to feel some type of way that Jimmy Garoppolo's still there. So what? This is a National Football League. Grow up. It's okay. I want to know who can perform under pressure. Some people pressure burst pipes. Some people perform under pressure. But I'm not going to let go Jimmy Garoppolo if I have any doubt in Trey Lance, and I know what this team has been with Jimmy in the past. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, in Jimmy Garoppolo, if he was there, he certainly would help the team. But I think Trey Lance will be fine. As far as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive line goes, it's not that I saw them do anything wrong. It's about people being hurt and me looking at them being hurt and understanding in the preseason, you're not getting the same stunts and twists and games and blitzes and people coming from different directions and loading the boxes. And they're not game planning for you yet. But when they get into the regular season, the game plan is totally different than in the preseason. You know, and so that's my only concern when it comes to Tampa Bay. You know, Tom Brady's great. Yay. That's wonderful. I understand. He's the greatest of all time. Doesn't mean that just because he's underneath the center, they're getting ready to just walk through the NFC.
Well, here's something else, too, guys, because you mentioned, and Harry and Key, you mentioned the injuries, not having the same kind of reps day in and day out with the same guys. he's going to really have to coach with this offensive line, as well as making sure that he's got to coach this offense, because that's essentially what Tom Brady's going to have to do in what's going to be his final year in Tampa Bay, do a lot more coaching and leadership than he could have anticipated deciding to come back for one more year.
Well, when you look at an offense, the one group I would say that has to be hitting on all cylinders, and for them to be good, they have to get reps, is the offensive line. You can't have guys shuffling in and out. You got to build that continuity. You got to be able to build that trust. And I'm going to explain to everyone listening and watching how it can come up in the first week against Dallas. Mm-hmm. You have a star player, a wild card player named Michael Parsons, and that player can line up off the ball. That player can line up anywhere amongst that defensive line. So when you have a guy like Ryan Jensen and you go into a game, okay, we're going to declare him a spinner. We're going to count him as a down guy. If you don't have that experience on that offensive line and guys to be able to do that, that's something else that Tom Brady's going to have to do at the quarterback position. Hey, number 11, he's a spinner. He's a down guy. We count him as down no matter what, because you have a guy, Michael Parsons, that can line up all over the football field. Now, is that offensive line going to get nervous when they see him lined up in a spot that they aren't anticipating? And if I'm Tampa and I'm scouting for the defense of the Dallas Cowboys, I'm going to try to get my offensive line every single look possible, because the young man is going to line up everywhere possible. There's times he may line up at linebacker. There's times they want to put Michael Parsons at safety and corner they can. We all seen how he runs, but he is a game wrecker. And that one human being can wreck your entire game just by matchup. This is a game, Key, you know this. This game is about matchups and who you can match your best player up. Who is the duck? Who is the fish? We're going at him. We're going fishing. Duck, duck, goose.
You know, put it this way. Justin Fields has well done, but with the little kids game by Harry Douglas on that one, number one. Number two, Justin Fields, when we go back to that conversation, I didn't think in any kind of football world we would talk about that Justin Fields' offensive line going into the regular season would be better than Tom Brady's offensive line. The difference is Justin Fields would be able to outrun that and make those kind of plays with his feet early on, because he's going to have to. And they've done a really good job so far in the preseason structuring what he can do right and what he can't do and minimize that. And if he plays like this, and if he plays, Key, if you believe, and a lot of people may be in your corner, that if he plays to that kind of level, you have to wonder how much of that R-word regret may go around, not only with potentially San Francisco, Trey Lance doesn't work out with the 49ers, but definitely the New York Jets at number two taking Zach Wilson over Justin Fields.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not putting him in a Hall of Fame, right?
No,
so
I know.
Let's just slow. We're going to slow that down. I don't necessarily know that any of these teams would regret what they selected, where they selected it right now. I just know what I look at, and I'm looking at the film, and I'm watching Justin Fields out on the field. He's making all the right reads. He's doing all the right things that you would anticipate a quarterback that is a professional be able to do. And he wasn't able to do those things at times a year ago when he was being shuffled in and out of the lineup. I think what they've decided to do is get him in there, get him the necessary work, but also allow him to grow at the position without forcing things up on him, letting his natural ability just kind of take place. And that's a beauty when you're watching a young quarterback and you're able to say to yourself, okay, if he had this, 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 and this, what would it look like? And I think when they got $130 million of cap space a year from now, they can sit back and they go, okay, if we plug this guy in here and this guy and this guy in here with Justin, this is what our offense could potentially be.
And I got to give some credit, though. I'll say this really quick. Luke Getsy, the offensive coordinator, right? A lot of times coaches mess up by trying to make players fit their system instead of tailoring their system around their player, especially their franchise quarterback. They're doing a great job right now of making Justin Fields comfortable, because he looked comfortable. He looks comfortable in his drops. He looks comfortable in the bootlegs. But they're tailoring things that fits his skill set, and that's big to me. That's when you know coaches are hitting on the right thing. And like you just mentioned, Key, when you do have all that money in free agency next year and you have guys you could bring in, you could just imagine the players, offensive line-wise and the skill position players, that they can be able to bring in and play with a guy like Justin Fields. But he looks so comfortable right now, man, and it's a thing of beauty to see.
You know what he has that I just picked up on?
What's that?
And I was kind of just looking at it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a little Patrick Mahomes in him.
They're similar. They're built similar.
No, I mean, I'm just talking
Fields
about.
Fields a little thicker, but they're similar.
I'm just
similar.
Talking about his ability to move around,
make
throw
plays,
the football.
Right.
I'm just looking at him, and I'm like, who the hell does look like that? And it just dawned on me, when he went to the whirlied out here, right here on this play. Bam, he's out. Now look at this. Eyes down the field, he throws the ball to his left to the sideline. That's Patrick Mahomes.
There are going
to
be a lot
of dudes. That's Patrick Mahomes right there.
There are going to be a lot of dudes trying to get in touch the inner Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers because those are guys they watched growing up.
But you know what? That's that baseball in him. Kyler Murray does the same thing.
Patrick Mahomes plays baseball.
That's that baseball in him.
Yeah, that's a good point. One of the great names in ESPN radio call-in history, Uncle Scrubba in Hartford, has something to say about Keyshawn's lens. Uncle, what you got?
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Hey, man, let me tell you guys, man. Hey, thanks for having me. Keyshawn is spot on today. I mean, it's ridiculous. He got it right, very right. New Orleans is going to make a very big impact in this season. And Tampa Bay, I think they might struggle a little bit. You know, I think they might struggle a little bit this season. But I'm an LA Rams fan, you know, since 1974. So, you know what I'm saying? So I'm good here. But you brothers is doing a great job. Keep up the good work. Keyshawn, I'm proud of you this morning, man. You're finally getting something really right.
Wow.
I guess he hasn't been proud before, but finally this morning,
Top
you're finally getting some stuff right. Well, at least he's been listening for at least 3 years.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
And you finally made him proud, Uncle Scrubba.
Yeah. That means Uncle Scrubba's list. I hadn't made him proud in the past, Freddie, he would have changed the dial, but guess what? If he changed the dial, he ain't getting this. So what is it that he does? He comes right back.
That's true. No matter what happens.
He comes right back. Even when he gets mad and he changes the dial in
Uncle
his car.
Uncle Scrubba sticks around.
He's coming back.
I can't listen to that. I got to go back to Keyshawn.
But finally, you got the Uncle Scrubba diploma from Hartford. Before, he was going to fail you, put you in the back of the class, put the dunce cap on you. But today, Keyshawn Johnson, you have found a red letter day in the house of Uncle Scrubba in Hartford, Connecticut. I'm proud of you today. What are the all-time great sort of bird shade kind of compliments that we've ever heard. We'll continue more of your calls at 888-729-3776. On the Dr. Pepper call-in line, your thoughts on Key's list. We'll revisit that list and get your calls.
Why are y'all showing a Duke helmet, though?
Because we got a USC helmet on the other side. Keyshawn, Duke
helmet?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.